Hey, welcome to Similar But Different, the podcast. Let's do that again.
Okay. But I'm getting all the benefits.
Without having to pay.
Right.
Yeah, they screwed me. And then I found a bunch of friends that I was different from.
I think I'd like the Grim more if I got hit up in my DMs.
Okay, this should probably end.
Getting comfy. Okay.
All right. We good?
Yeah, I think we're okay. Are we gonna, go through our thing?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I'm gonna begin. Okay, I need to make sure I don't yell too loud. Everybody's gonna be like, what the fuck? Jen needs to chill out.
All right.
Go ahead.
Hi, welcome to Similar But Different, two friends discussing the everyday. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Jen.
This is our podcast. We're back, baby.
Let's go.
We're in a new pod room, also known as Jen's attic, unless that's giving too much away about your personal home structure.
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it.
It's good. Cozy vibe up here.
When we blow up, people will, you know, start coming to your home.
If they can find it.
Yeah, that's true. Her address is.
Okay.
But yeah, we're in a new pod space. We're on video, so you can all be graced with our lovely faces. We got some new topics we're very excited about.
Oh yeah.
We'd actually love for you all to submit topics and then we'll pull them at random. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
But since it's been a while, we thought we'd do a quick little, the quickest update on what the last 4 years have been.
Speed dating.
Yeah.
But with our life.
Right. COVID happened. We each had it. We're feeling good now. Yeah. You know, like maybe had it. I think I've only had it once.
I might have had it twice. I don't remember. I've lost count.
But I mean, you got a sleep on me.
So I got knee surgery. That's fun.
For the second time.
I don't even know if you can see the scar, but it's there for the second time.
Oh my gosh, it looks so much better.
Doesn't it? Like, it's not.
Wow,
like,
it's not as bad at scary. All.
Yeah, I'm happy with
it. Very scary before.
Yeah, well. They cut me open.
Yeah.
So I had knee surgery. I got married. That's like the biggest update in the past 4 years.
Yeah. Remember Nate from Bathroom Habits?
Yes.
It's now Jen's husband.
Yeah, I'm a fox now.
Were you dating when we recorded that episode?
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep track.
It's weird history.
I'm going to go with yes.
Yeah. Okay.
My money's on yes because we moved in together during COVID.
Okay, then that would make sense.
So,
yeah.
I think that sounds right. Yeah.
So you had knee surgery
and marriage.
Fell down the stairs and got a cat. So, you know, different. That's like medical and love.
Commitment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got a cat. Yeah. Her name is Ruby. I love her so much.
Ruby is sweet. She's the sweetest.
Which I appreciate you saying because I know you don't like cats.
I don't like cats, but... She's like a nice fluffy fur ball.
Yeah.
And like also hasn't bitten me or scratched me yet. And
that's I think the main. She only has one front tooth, so that helps.
I actually think I'm interested in her biting me to see what
it's like. It doesn't. You don't
bite me. It's more like a gnawing.
Yeah, because sometimes she's like being playful and be like, rah, rah, and you're just like, I feel nothing.
I love that.
Her little gummy mouth.
She's a sweetheart. But yeah. Rubes.
The Rubster.
That's a vicious, like a quick, that's definitely a quick update on our lives.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you should probably just a little bit more detail about falling down the stairs because that did impact our podcasting for a little bit.
Yeah. And I feel like if you notice me constantly adjusting, that is because it's been either a year or almost a year. No, I think it's been over a year.
Okay.
And I'm not completely healed, but I don't know if that will ever happen, but I'm in a place where I can live life successfully how I'm going to define it. So yeah, but I just went down
the most graceful way you can fall. It's the opposite of that.
Yeah. Down an entire flight of wooden stairs.
Damn.
I couldn't get up. I was visiting my friend. She was a teacher. I had to call her and be like, screw those kids. I'm on the floor.
I'm dying. I just died in your house.
And cannot get up. I had to ride in the ambulance to the hospital. It was a whole thing.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so that, I mean, that's come a long way from that.
Yeah.
Like.
Doing much better. I couldn't pee on my own.
That is. I understand what that's like because.
Yeah.
Knee surgery.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was an aggressive moment. So we don't need to get into those details, but.
Yeah.
No, it's because we were talking about bringing the podcast back for probably as soon as like COVID like kind of released,
yeah,
and we were like back out, things were in a good place, and we were like, yeah, we're gonna bring it back. And then like I feel like life happened.
Yeah. And I know we also kind of stopped because I don't know if we chatted about it before we ended last time, but like my headache issues.
Yeah.
So I'm just a medical mess. And but I've gotten that to also a stable place. So. Yeah.
That which is good because that sucks.
Yeah.
As someone who also has chronic migraines, I can only imagine.
I was going to say I just need nothing from my waist down to go awry, but then I do have a knee problem. So now yeah. I think I'm good. I got something in my head,
something
at my back. I got my knee. So that's enough.
Each section's covered. So yeah. You think that's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Old age is a bitch. So.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
More's probably coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And now I said head, shoulders, knees, and toes. And then I got that pedicure
with
before
your
bachelorette.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Be careful out there because sometimes you can lose a toenail due to improper cleaning techniques.
I've thought about the pedicure
a nail technician.
Stuff. And like, that's kind of gross if you think about it.
Yeah.
Ugh, nightmares. But then there's people that go every day, or like not every day.
Every
like,
day.
They go frequently. Like they're the regulars, you know, that go regularly to get their like toes and their nails done.
Yeah, like every 2 weeks.
Yeah. And they have no problems at all.
Yeah. I mean, I'd been to this nail salon before and not had a problem. I literally actually went with Skylar. We both got pedicures. It was his first one. And he was like, what have I been missing out on? And then I lost a toenail. He's fine, though. So that's good.
I feel like my brother said that when he got his first pedicure. He's like, dude, I'm going to do this all the time. And he does. He loves going to get it done.
Yeah. It's nice.
Which is weird. I don't think I could get Nathan out there.
Yeah.
I could.
My mom wants my dad to go. And she thought because Skylar did that my dad would. Maybe my dad's going to retire soon. Maybe he's going to start living a more pampered life.
Yeah. It is a pampering, though.
I realize I actually, I hate pedicures, not just because of the toenail issue, but I think they massage too hard. They like massage my shin and that's not something that needs to be massaged. You know, when they're doing the leg massage and then I'm so ticklish that I like how this is just actually turned into me talking about how I feel about nail salons.
I think I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the first episode. We didn't want to have any, like, crazy topics. We need to ease the people back into us.
Yeah. I feel like I've
Get
been, like,
going
on the heavy. What was something that you loved about your wedding? What was your favorite part? Aside from, you know,
shit.
Being married to the love of your life?
That's a good question. It goes
how
by so fast.
How long have you been married now?
Like, almost a year and a half?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, our first anniversary was last year, October 15th, 10/15. Big numbers for us. It went by so fast, it's hard. Like, I hated all the planning.
Yeah.
And the bachelorette was the most fun weekend, I think, of my life.
They're going to be like, the bachelorette was the best part,
of the wedding. No, I mean, kind of. It was such a good time. It was such a good group of people. Bachelorette was, like, a high for me. But I think for the wedding part, one of my favorite moments was the just taking a break from all of the madness that was inside and going outside to the cigar bar and having a cigar and just like sitting on the bench because the weather was a perfect.
It was a perfect day.
Like, holy shit. So that was one of my favorites just because I felt like I could actually like take a moment with Nathan too. And like we actually just, you know, relaxed and had a cigar.
Smoke your, what are they called? Chubbies?
Stogies. Chubbies? I mean... like those
smoke chubby sounds like nerdy.
It's so sexual.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, you said dirty. For some reason I said nerdy.
Oh no.
Rich is like, no, that doesn't make sense, Jenna. Yeah. Yeah. So I think I'm gonna go with that. But then also just like it was fun. Like the pre getting ready with everybody and then like the day was so pretty.
Yeah.
Being outside.
Some box breathing.
The pictures turned out great.
Good pictures.
And man, my officiant Nicole, shout out, perfect. Like,
yeah,
it was great. I wanted quick and it was so quick and it was wonderful.
I'm also gonna say in general, shout out to your friends. So I was one of Jen's bridesmaids.
Whoop, whoop.
And coming in, like, I'm the like add-on, like a friend that you became close to late in life.
Oh,
so
okay.
Everyone else in your wedding party is like your high school besties, your college besties, and then that girl that I worked with once. No, that's me.
The girl that I worked with once? I mean,
and I feel like
you just left on like in my life
a job at your house for something. Like, yeah, she fixed my toilet and now we're best friends.
Shit. Yeah.
I wish I could fix toilets. But I just feel like it was an immediate positive meshing. And yeah. I just love that with friend groups. So much so that I separately have been like, Jen's friends will be mine.
Yes. Yeah.
And I've been immersing myself.
Well, they call you new friend Rachel. So.
Yeah.
They need to stop with the new friend.
Yeah.
Because it's now officially I'm just like
friend Rachel.
Yeah. Because a year and a half from. Yeah. You would be just officially a friend.
Yeah.
Not a new friend, official friend.
Yeah.
I love that too. They're a really good group. I've got some really, really good friends.
Yeah.
You included.
Thank you. I would like you to have another bachelorette just because it was a fun time.
Yeah.
And I know it's, I feel like, yeah, you can plan trips, but when it's for like a bachelorette or a birthday or something, people are more like, oh, I'm going to make this happen. Whereas when it's just like, oh, we're getting together because it's fun.
Yeah.
It's not as like, oh, I have to make this happen. And it doesn't become a priority.
I get that. Yeah. But I don't want it to be all about me.
No, it can just be that group of people.
Yeah, that group of people just, you know.
There needs to be like a leader of the group. Like, I'm very lucky that with two of my best friends, one of them is like, I love to travel. I want to do it all the time. I love my girls. We're going to go on a girls trip together.
Yeah,
and like,
love
because
that.
Of her, we go on a trip together every year.
Which is, yeah, you definitely need someone like that.
Yeah. And I'm very much like,
I'm not that.
I don't think you're that.
I'm not a good.
Like, I have invited myself to your parents' lake house. And I've been like,
yeah,
I'm planning this for me, but through proxy, you.
Yeah, I need that.
Because, but then I feel bad, but also, it's what I want.
Yes. Looks like, where is she going with it? Oh, okay. It's what Rachel wants.
Yeah.
What Rachel wants is what Rachel gets.
I think I am. I am such a, like, I love to, I'm not like a 10-year planner into the future.
Yeah.
But no. I like to think about my year and my free weekends and like doing fun things.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not a owner of the fun things, but I have other people who are. So I want to be like, Jen, can we pick a weekend to go to your parents' lake house?
Yeah. But so like as the owner of that one fun thing, because I like live with it and I grew up with it, I take advantage of it a lot.
Yeah.
And so I need people to say like, hey, let's go to the weekend one river one weekend and have like,
oh yeah, I keep saying lake, it's not a lake.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
a body of water.
Yeah.
And you know, like, they do have a beach house and a river house, so
my
now
parents.
They do need a lake.
Not
house.
Me.
Yeah, well, it's gonna not make me. A really dark joke. I was like, eventually it'll be yours.
I don't know, they might sell the condo.
And I really like your parents. I mean, your dad invited me to come without you. And we've hung out like that one time. So
that's great.
I make a good impression.
Yeah. No, they're great. They're a fun time too.
Even Skylar at your rehearsal dinner. He was like, yep, Rachel, Skylar, the river. And I'm like, yes.
You guys are in.
I need people to just be like, this is the date and I'm there. That's the friend that I am. Like, I am down for stuff.
See, and I'm like a mood. Because like, for the most part, if we plan too far ahead, there is a high likelihood that in that future state, I'm like, oh God, I just don't want to do anything but sit on my couch and be lazy.
Well, you also don't put stuff on your calendar.
I don't. But like then, but I have been recently getting better about that.
Okay, this is good.
And I will say the benefit is that I realize I get excited for that event. So then rather than being like, oh shit, I have that to do today. I'm like, ooh, I get to do that tomorrow. And like, I prepare myself by like resting the week before, like trying not to like overload my calendar with things.
Sure, sure, sure.
So I think I'm better about it, maybe.
Yeah, totally related. I haven't looked at what the screen is showing, and in my crisscross applesauce, am I given like a crotch shot? No, it's not too bad.
Okay. Yeah, you have to take a look every now and then. Earlier.
Yeah. Well, it's crotch more crotch. Awkward for me. It's more obvious unless I'm just like, oh, I'm gonna.
I can actually see it a little bit easier.
It's probably best. I would constantly look at myself, which is why being on Zoom meetings all the time is rough.
Yeah. So I feel like that's a feature. Here's a just a little update for Gmeet or whatever, Google Chat, whatever. What is it? Google Meet? Google Meet.
Google Gmeet.
It's Gmeet.
Oh, I've never pronounced it like Gmeet.
Yeah,
sounds Gmeet. Like ground beef in a weird way. Like,
oh God,
Gmeet.
Oh, I yeah. get it. Gmeet, M-E-A-T.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but a feature request would be to hide yourself so that you can see everybody else but
Ooh.
You.
Can't I know there are settings where you can be like, just see the speaker.
But I want to.
I still want to see like everyone
else on the call.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I do the same thing as I tend to draw myself to that bottom right corner where I'm sitting.
Right.
I'm like, wait, what?
Okay, Microsoft, Google, and Zoom. You heard it here first.
Yeah, feature requests. Mm. And I'll take just 0.2% profits.
Yeah, I'm gonna school a little
point
millions of dollars.
Shit. Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that's an important feature. But yes, to your point, the way we have our pod room set up, if you see me looking anywhere but Rachel or exactly at the camera, it's because I'm looking at myself.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, whatever's good for you, Jen. But I will say, so we don't have a specific topic for today, but... to keep things fresh, rather than like coming with a topic prepared, which is what we did previously, and so I could scribble, do all my research, and have my notes, so I could really just like tell Jen while she's wrong if we disagreed.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fresh. We're not gonna know the topic before we talk about it. We're gonna pull it out of a jar or cup or
mug,
whatever we decide.
Something. Depends on how many topics people send in, maybe.
Yeah. So we would love for you all to send in topics. So you can DM us on Instagram at similar but different pod. You can email us at similar but different, not at, just similar but different at gmail.com.
Similar but different pod.
Okay.
We'll put it all up because we're going to do the cool we'll video things on the YouTubes.
Well, don't put too much pressure on me yet. We'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
That's
fair. Well,
but yeah. We're looking forward to it.
That'll be fun. And like, because I feel like previously when we had the podcast pretty consistently, loved the topics, but like to be completely honest with people, we'd wind up talking about some stuff in advance to get like, once we think about we wind up like saying stuff and it's like, no, like this is good material.
We'd get so passionate
about
whether you should wash your legs or not in the shower that we discuss it all. And then it wasn't fresh.
Yes, the listeners. Yeah. And so we want to keep it fresh. And then also find a way to bring you guys in, all hopefully two listeners that we'll get to start, because it's us, we're listening.
Yeah.
And then we'll
that, you were like, I don't listen.
I do think that at a certain point in time last, like when we were doing the podcast, I stopped listening.
I was like, I got to get that one extra listen to like help with the numbers.
Yeah. No, that's
but
that's a good
I am only one.
Yeah. You thought about it better than I did. I did chat with Hannah, though, and we're going to be able to do shorts.
Okay.
So we'll get people.
No one knows who Hannah is, but.
Hannah's a little creator herself.
Yeah.
She has a YouTube channel. I'll just put that somewhere on YouTube just to shout out to her. Although, I don't know if she's posting a while. She's someone I played. I didn't play basketball with her, actually. She came into Randolph-Macon as I was leaving. But she was like, she basically at that time, someone was comparing us, saying she was like a little mini-me.
Oh,
and
like
then we
me
lived
and Sarah
together.
Wozniki.
Exactly.
At work.
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
And then she wound up living with me, and that was just a wonderful, wonderful bond.
And now she's going to help us be cool on the internet.
Yes.
I love that for us.
We're grandmas, and she's the, what's that?
Younger grandma.
Younger generation of people.
She's a millennial.
Is she a millennial? When does the, what's, okay. Millennial is Gen X, Gen Z, Gen Y.
Okay. You just said millennial is Gen X.
No, I'm
no,
saying
we're
one.
Millennial.
But like
what's under that?
Yeah, but millennial is for generation X, Y, or Z.
Really? I just thought it was millennial.
No.
Generation like boomer.
Yeah, they're Gen X, I think.
I am learning something
new. I swear that's real. Yeah. Like I'm gonna have to pull it up here just because Gen X.
I just thought it was like Gen X, Gen Z, millennial.
Yeah, Gen X is children in the 70s and 80s. which is known not as baby boomers.
Oh, okay.
We're
wait,
Gen
70s and 80s.
Gen
those
Y
are baby. No, because our parents are baby boomers, and they were born in like the 50s.
That's true.
Well, our 60s or 70s, not to give away their age.
Generation Y or the millennials.
Yeah, no That's one refers up. To us as
82
Gen
to 94.
Y. Okay.
And so yeah, so it's Z's, the Z'ers. They're supposed to be the better at the better.
I feel like Hannah is a millennial.
Yeah, she is. Now that I'm looking at the age range here, but she's just very digital savvy compared to me. Yeah. I'm not necessarily comparing it to anyone else. I'm just not good at that.
Yeah, I feel like if I had to rank it, I'd probably say Hannah, Rachel, Jen.
But yeah, there's a jump there. There's
yeah. Because like I used to be able to do some stuff, and now it feels overwhelming.
Yeah.
So,
like, I wasn't trying to be bad at the internet or the social media.
It just came so naturally.
It did. And then because I remember when we were doing the podcast before, you had to teach me how to do the thing where I share it onto my story.
Yeah.
I don't do these things. And that was like embarrassing a little bit. I was like, shit, like I'm better than this. I used to play with MySpace in the background and adjust all the shit.
Oh, yeah.
And now I can't even post a thing to my story without help from a friend.
Have you seen that thing on the internet that's like, when did my life turn from MySpace to my chart?
Holy shit.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, that's good. And my chart, for reference, is filled with all the doctors and stuff that I have.
Yeah, it is for anyone who has my chart. That's
which,
not
but
just
people
you
don't
personally.
Have my chart. People might not know what my chart is.
Oh.
I'm telling you. It might, if that's a, I wouldn't be surprised if people didn't know my chart. Isn't that a VCU thing?
I think it's a VCU thing. I think it's a CVS thing. I think it's just like a system, like Adobe, that companies can just use and integrate with. So today's episode of Similar But Different, brought to you by my chart, a confusing way to organize all of your medical documents.
Oh, I love that.
And that's appointments. Great. Even though not even, because I feel like if you have my chart, I don't think it's like, oh, my gynecologist and my optometrist use my chart. It's like, no, it's separate.
That's, well, depends. Like my chart that I have is like for my PCP, my orthopedic
I guess
surgeon.
It's all within the same
neurologist. Yeah.
Medical.
Because they're in the same bubble.
Sure.
I like to stick within VCU Health. Let's go VCU. They didn't make it the tournament, so it's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Go Rams.
Oh, speaking of, we need to do a pod solely on March Madness because it's madness and it's my favorite holiday of the year.
Okay. Yeah.
So
I support that.
We'll do that.
Okay.
Adding that, I'm going to put it in the jar.
So we can talk about it in
the
August.
The jar that's not there, but the jar that will be there.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it in
there. I don't think they'll be able to see the jar anyways. So.
Oh.
Well, we'll pick up the jar. People care about seeing the jar.
We want to see the jar.
All right. Well, we're excited to be back. And yeah, send in your topics on Instagram. You can DM us at similarbutdifferentpod, or you can email us at similarbutdifferentpod@gmail.com.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Happy listening. Happy viewing.
We're so happy to be back.
Oh goodness, my cheeks were getting red.
That's why I was
talking, and I'm in this thick boy.
I was afraid I was gonna get hot. Yeah, you really are.